Hola y bienvenido a Planeta Estela. I am Veronica Vilsky and I'm talking with Stacy Gould about her past Spanish immersion program in Cusco, Peru. Stacy, bienvenido y gracias.
Buenas tardes.
Can you tell me a little bit about yourself?
Sure. I live in Scottsdale, Arizona and Estes Park, Colorado with my husband. I am a former information technology consultant, currently very, very happily retired. And basically what I do is I love to hike, I love to do yoga, and then in addition to all that, we travel quite extensively.
Excellent. Did your husband go to South America with you?
He did not, actually. He
okay.
Was recovering from some surgery, so.
Oh. Well, hopefully he's all
it's
better
okay.
now.
He'll come back with me. He's getting
yeah.
there, yep.
Good. So what led you to a Spanish immersion program in South America?
Well, honestly, we've traveled around South America, and I've traveled around South America quite a bit. And I have a pretty good ear for languages, although
mm-hmm.
really the language that I studied mostly was French, and that was going back 40 years. But I've been able to pick up a fair bit of Spanish in my travels, and I just wanted to be better. And it's always been a dream of mine to be at least semi-fluent in some language or another. And I realized that going to Spain to learn Spanish wasn't going to be practical because I think there's a big difference in the language that's spoken in Spain and the one that I'd be encountering in South America. So I decided, hey, why not South America?
Awesome. Had you been to Cusco previously?
I had not. My husband had, and he had trekked to Machu Picchu, and I was not along on that trip.
So is that kind of why you chose that location?
Well, I'm not sure I wanted to be in a big city. I've been in Santiago. I've been in Buenos Aires. Mendoza definitely appealed, but I like the idea of being up high at a high altitude. I guess I'm between Colorado right now. And,
yep.
And I wanted to go to Machu Picchu. And so I said, oh, look, Cusco. What a great idea.
Yeah. So was there anything that may have deterred you from studying Spanish in Peru?
Honestly, no. No.
You sound pretty familiar with the country or the continent. So.
Well, yeah, I'm very comfortable traveling abroad, and I'm comfortable traveling on my own as well. So, no, I was very excited.
Good. How did Estela classes compare to other educational experiences that you have had?
Well, let's see. I haven't had any in quite some time, so.
Compared to what
yeah.
you thought it was going to be.
Okay, better. Actually, it was everything that I hoped it would be, and in many cases, it exceeded my expectations. I mean, it was
Good.
Just wonderful.
So let's say you came across like a particularly difficult lesson. How did your professors help you through different topics?
Well, I would have to say that the biggest problem for many of us was the past tense. Okay.
Oh, yes.
Okay. Indefinido, imperfecto. All right. Anyway, we worked on that one a lot. You know, some of it was just repetitions, and then of course the irregular verbs, you know, in the indefinido. But you know, and talking, you know, just in conversation. And I was definitely using the past tense by the time I was done. And I think I was using it mostly correctly. So that was a good thing.
Good. So what were the other students like that were in your class?
Well, I was fortunate enough to have relatively small classes. What I can say is that pretty much everybody in my classes and in the school in general was young enough to be a child of mine, at least,
Mm-hmm.
which I found fabulous. I just so enjoyed it. These were kids from all over the world who were, you know, taking time off or doing volunteer work and studying Spanish, and I just found them incredibly engaging, and they all seemed really comfortable around me. And I'd say, oh, you know, I could be your mother. And they're like, no, 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 you're cool, you're cool. I don't know what that means, but I'll take it.
Hey, you got the ego boost in there too, so that's always,
oh, absolutely.
That's always welcome.
Yeah, yeah. It was really, really good. I thoroughly, thoroughly enjoyed everyone I encountered.
Good. And I know you said they're from a lot of different places. Did you feel like there were any cultural barriers that were brought down or kind of opened up?
No, I mean, by and large, the majority of them were European. There was one woman from Brazil who was delightful, and, you know, one from Canada. So, no, I mean, it was all pretty much as I expected. As I said, I travel quite a bit, so things don't faze me, I guess.
That's good. Yeah, comes with experience.
Yeah.
So what was a typical weekday like for you after your classes?
Well, it depended. The school often had activities planned in the afternoon that you could either participate in or not, and I chose to participate in a fair number of them. And then in the second week, so we would, you know, have lunch, either, you know, bunch of students, and then some of us would do activities, some of us not. And sometimes a few of us just went into town and kind of wandered around, which was also nice. The second week, I decided that I wanted to have some private lessons, so I did that some afternoons, and I thoroughly enjoyed that. It was very good. And as part of the lessons, we went to places in Cusco, you know, out for coffee or to the cemetery or wherever, which was a lot of fun.
Yeah. And that was private lessons that you went out, kind of?
Yeah, the private lessons.
Yeah, that's a good way to do that.
Yeah, the teachers I found were incredibly flexible, like on Fridays, like, oh, yeah, we're going to this coffee place I know. It's nice because it's practical. You're out, you're engaging with people, and it's just a really good way to practice the Spanish. Even the taxi rides into town, you know, there'd be conversations with the driver. It was just a lot of fun. Yeah, I found the teachers were very flexible and creative.
Excellent. So what did you discover, any new delicious types of food?
Yes, I definitely enjoyed the food.
Good.
The fruits were incredible, just fruits like you cannot get here in the States. Also, I love avocado, and the avocado they have there, the palta, was just amazing. And one of the dishes and of course, I liked ceviche before I got there, but there's a dish called causa, and my host family prepared it for us, and then we learned to cook it in school, and I had it, and I really, really liked it. It's basically
What's
potatoes.
In it?
It's layers of potatoes, and it's a special potato. Peru's got, I don't know how many hundreds of different kinds, and then usually there's poached chicken or maybe tuna and avocado and mayonnaise and hard-boiled eggs and olives, and it's just delicious.
That does sound, I'm hungry for dinner, so I'm like, oh yes, that is what I
oh,
want.
Oh yeah, you're an hour ahead of me. It's almost dinner time.
Yeah. And I know you mentioned your accommodation, so you stayed with the host family?
I did.
And how did that work out?
It worked out really beautifully. I have to say, if there was one thing I was leery about, it was the homestay. I've been on a couple of trips where they have a one-night homestay, and I got to tell you, they were pretty not good. So I was a little leery. I was very, very, very specific when I talked about the type of accommodation I would want, and I was really delighted. I stayed with a family, and with the mother and father who could have been my children, and their two children, just a really delightful 9-year-old boy and a typically sullen 13-year-old girl. You know, some things are universal. Seriously.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, they were just lovely, and I had my own very quite large room. The Wi-Fi was superb, and there was another student staying there in another room. And they were so good about, you know, they only spoke Spanish with us, and they would correct us, you know, if. And it was just really a lovely atmosphere. They seemed genuinely interested in what we were doing and how we were doing, and just really made me feel like part of their family for sure. And now I know I have some place to go if I go back to Cusco, which is
Yeah,
really
that's
cool.
perfect. Yeah.
Yeah.
So did you I'm assuming that you went to Machu Picchu then.
I what did the trek afterwards, yes.
Okay. Did you do the longer one or the shorter one?
I did the Salkantay trek.
Okay. Nice. And how was that?
Fantastic. I had, I guess someone named Rami, who's out of Lima, I'm guessing, had been in contact with me about accommodation and other things, and I had asked him if this, they could recommend a trekking company, and I chose one of the ones that they recommended. And it was interesting because some of the guys had done the trek before I got there. And we were just comparing notes. And they said, "Oh, how much did you pay?" And I told them, "Oh, you know, we paid $200 less." And I'm thinking, "Yeah, and you probably got a lot less than I did."
Right,
I
yeah.
understand students and the money, but and this was not at all expensive. And they were a super good outfitter. So yeah, we had a great time.
Good.
Really good
Did you
time.
take any other like extended longer trips?
The school offered to, that was my second week. Weekend actually, because I arrived on a Sunday. But the weekend, my first weekend after I got there, the school had an outing planned for Saturday, and on Sunday there was nothing. But I wanted to go to the Sacred Valley, so I asked if they could help arrange that. And then my roommate and a couple other people said they wanted to go, so the school very kindly arranged for us with I guess someone, a tour operator with whom they deal, and that was pretty much a long. That was an all-day affair, and
Okay.
it was really interesting. I mean, I enjoyed it. There is a lot I didn't have a chance to see, and so I guess I have to go back.
What a bummer.
I know. I
So
know.
did you talk to your friends and family back home while you were in Peru?
I Skyped with my husband almost every night. The Wi-Fi
Okay.
was so good in that place. Great.
That's perfect then.
Yeah, so that was really nice. And I email friends here and there, but for the most part, I was just really into being where I was.
So now that you've returned, have you incorporated any Peruvian traditions at home?
Well, I can't say that I have, but I'm trying to still keep a hand in it. So I do try to watch an hour of Univision every day just to keep up my
Nice.
listening. Yeah,
What
yeah.
show? Or do you just kind of see whatever's on?
Kind of random, sometimes the news and stuff, but yeah.
That's good. Don't get sucked into those
Oh,
telenovelas.
please, yes.
Do you have a favorite or a memorable Spanish word or phrase?
Well, let's see. I have one, I guess, word or phrase that I always use to describe my Spanish, which is sobrevivencia. And the other that I just kind of like is quizás, quizás, quizás. I used to tease one of the teachers, quizás. So stuff like that.
Good. Is there anything else you'd like to share with our listeners?
Well, just that I'm almost sorry that I waited this long to go. I just, you know, it's something I've been kicking around for a number of years, and I'm so glad I did it, and I just feel so fortunate that my experience was as wonderful as it was. And I would just say if it's something you want to do, do it. It
I
turned
know.
out, and I did not know this beforehand, but Peru is really a great country to go to for this because the Peruanas speak slowly.
Yeah, and aren't they pretty clear too?
Very clear, yes. I mean, the
mm-hmm.
fact that I was understanding tour guides when they were speaking in Spanish, and even stuff on the radio was telling me, okay, this is good. But Santiago, I hear, is a whole other story.
Muchísimas gracias, Stacy. Do you have plans specifically where you'll go again in South America?
Right now, I'm actually looking at going back to Peru in October for a few weeks. And then after that, going on to the Acela School in Mendoza.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much for talking.
Okay. Ciao.
Ciao.